Welcome to the Let's Talk About It Dad Sports Podcast. I'm Patrick, and I've got my co-host with me.
Killian.
That's right. As our inaugural episode, we're going to tackle some football talk, but our hope is to discuss all our favorite sports as the seasons get started. Uh-huh. What's some of your favorite sports, Killian?
Golf, football, and the sport of the hockey and basketball is just
awesome.
Different stuff.
Yep, we'll get into all of those sports as the seasons come along. We've got some big events coming up soon.
Yeah.
So football is back, and we've got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
College football just kicked off with week one, and now the NFL is about to start its own week one tonight, Thursday night. Huh? We've got the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Uh-huh. So we're going to recap what happened in college and then look ahead to the NFL this weekend.
Yep.
Sound good?
Yep.
Awesome. Let's go. All right. College football week one gave us some great games.
Yeah.
Let's start with the big one. Ohio State Buckeyes won a big top three matchup over the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, the Texas Longhorns had some pretty good plays.
They did, yeah. They ended up losing in the shoe 14-7. What did you think about Ohio State getting the win?
Not great, but still making some kickoffs on the Longhorns.
Yeah, they didn't make an extra point after Archie Manning got his first touchdown pass late in the game.
Yeah.
He looked a little underwhelming, and it was a real defensive battle, wasn't it? A lot of good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of good defense is okay for the Longhorns.
That's right. Yeah, what's the chant that the fans say for the Longhorns? When they throw up their horns, what do they say?
Go Longhorns.
Or hook 'em horns, right?
Hook 'em horns,
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah, so Texas is looking to bounce back this week, having dropped to number 6 in the rankings. And Ohio State is looking now at the top of the rankings at number 1 in the nation.
I think they're going to run all the way into the Super Bowl. If they make it, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Well, this is college football, remember. So we're talking about the college football. They could make it to the college football championship.
Right? Yeah, they could.
Yep. All right. So now let's talk about a few upsets. One of them was one of the teams that I know you like. It's the number 8 Alabama, Roll Tide, lost to the Florida State Seminoles 31-17.
It was a bad game for them.
Yeah, it was a bad game for Alabama.
It didn't go up. It just put through the motivation. And they couldn't get the win.
No.
And they couldn't get the start. And they couldn't get the kickoff to the start of the game.
Okay. So that drops Alabama down to 21st in the rankings. And Florida State went from unranked up to 14th, jumping one place ahead of the University of Michigan Wolverines.
Wow, the Michigan Wolverines, they beat those the team that we watched outside. It was a great game. They're having some trouble getting into the Super Bowl.
Remember, college football, so not the Super Bowl.
And they're gonna really want to get into the college championship.
That's right. Yeah. So the University of Michigan played the New Mexico University. Do you remember their nicknames? The Lobos.
Yeah, they beat the Lobos all the way through the game. They went through the first quarter, the first half, the second quarter, and the second half.
That's right. Yeah, Michigan looks to kind of take the lead in that game and handled it pretty well against the Lobos. They ended up winning 34-17 in the Big House.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, I know the University of Michigan's pretty excited about their new quarterback, Bryce Underwood.
Yeah.
And he had a pretty solid game.
Yeah, he had some pretty solid games.
Yeah, definitely. And they're going to be facing the number 18 Oklahoma Sooners in Oklahoma this upcoming weekend. So that's a top 25 matchup between the number 18 Oklahoma Sooners against the number 15 University of Michigan Wolverines. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I don't know. This is going to be a tough decision for me.
Yeah? Who do you think you got, though?
I hope the Wolverines pull in the championship, but I do still want the Chiefs to pull in the Super Bowl and get the win.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about the NFL a little bit later. All right. We're still talking about college football right now. And we'll talk about the Chiefs. I know you're really excited about, ready to talk about them, aren't you?
I want them to get it.
So who do you got, though? University of Michigan? You got them beating the Oklahoma Sooners. Do you have a score?
It's going to be a tough decision for me.
Yeah.
I don't know who will win, but I can't find the... My brain's pretty locked up.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll let you think about it. All right. So, another upset this weekend. We had the Battle of the Tigers. Right. Yeah. We had the top 10 matchup between the number 9 LSU Tigers upsetting the number 4 Clemson Tigers, 17-10 in Clemson. That was a pretty darn good game too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Tigers are pretty good. Going into their Super Bowl after the college football year, but they're still getting into the championship.
All right. Well, we got a long season ahead of us before we get to championships, but I think, you know, teams like LSU, teams like Florida State, teams like Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, they're all vying to try and get into the college football playoff. So that's why we love week one, right? We got all sorts of great games. We had some upsets. Yeah. Finally, let's talk about one more of our hometown team who had a good start to the season. Who did we watch outside over a bonfire in the garage on Friday night with Uncle Mike and Aunt Mary?
It was the Michigan State Wolverine.
Michigan State Spartans, right?
Spartans.
Yep.
They have some. They had a pretty good game against... the Broncos.
Yep, the Western Michigan Broncos. That's
The Western Michigan Broncos are not feeling good from their that they got upsetted on the by the Michigan State Spartans.
That's right. Yeah, I bet the Western Michigan fans are probably loving hearing you say that it was an upset. Michigan State ended up beating Western Michigan 23-6, and it was a good way to start off. They host at home the Boston College Eagles. Do you think Michigan State's going to get a win there?
I really don't know.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, we got to think about it. You got a couple days to think about it before you make your decision, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, big picture, week one showed us some strong teams, a few shocking upsets, and some hope for the teams from Michigan, right? Michigan and Michigan State. Anything else you want to say about college football before we head on and talk about the NFL?
There was some pretty bad games.
Yeah.
Going into the first year of football. It was hard for us.
Yeah, first week of football. Are you excited for week two?
Yeah, I'm so excited for week two.
Awesome. All right. So the next thing we're going to talk about is NFL week one. It's finally here, right?
Yeah, it starts tonight. Here.
Yeah, first up, we've got Thursday night. Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl champs, defending Super Bowl champs in an NFC divisional clash. Who do you think is going to win?
I really don't want the Eagles.
Right. So are you going to root for the Cowboys tonight?
Yeah, the Cowboys are the best game in the world. They had a win against the Western Michigan Broncos one time, and then they got upset two times against the Wolverines and they got beat by the Hoosiers.
Well, remember, this is now the NFL, so no college football teams. But the Dallas Cowboys, you like them over the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles, they got upset a little bit.
Okay, all right. Now, here's the next game that we got, and I know you're really excited to talk about this one.
Yeah.
It's another divisional battle between the Kansas City Chiefs against the Los Angeles Chargers tomorrow night, Friday night. They're playing in Sao Paulo, Brazil, okay? That's outside the country. Brazil, Sao Paulo is 5,300 miles from Kansas City. and 6,100 miles away from Los Angeles.
Wow, that's a long drive. They got to drive 24 miles.
Well, I think they're going to probably fly. So they're going to get to take a big old plane, and they probably are already out there in Brazil practicing and getting ready for their big game tomorrow.
Yeah, they're already practicing. I hope they get good practice. I hope they get a good game.
Yeah, who's going to win? Chiefs or the Chargers?
I really hope it's the Chiefs because they're my exciting team for the rest of the year.
They're your number one team for the year?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so we got the Chiefs. We got the Cowboys getting wins on Thursday night and Friday night. Let's talk about our hometown team, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
All right. They travel to Lambeau Field and play the Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon. Who do you think is going to win that one? Green
Detroit,
Bay.
The Detroit Lions are a pretty good team, but they got upsetted by Western Michigan.
The Washington Commanders. Yeah, last year in the playoffs.
Commanders.
Yeah.
Last year in the playoffs, the Western Michigan.
Not Western Michigan, Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
Got upset a little bit, but they still got through, and they got beat one time.
Yeah.
And then they finished the year off.
Right.
With. Fine, and they made it into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they made it in the first Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, so the Lions are hoping to bounce back after getting bounced in the second round of the playoffs last year to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
And they're going to start off with a divisional win against the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. That's awesome. All right. It's time for some rapid fire picks. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to run through the different NFL divisions. There's four teams in each division, and I want you to tell me who's going to win each division, and then we'll jump into some other picks from there, okay? So starting off in the AFC East, who do you think is going to win the division? You got the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, or the New York Jets?
The New York Jets are a pretty good team for the last semifinal.
Yeah.
And
so you think they're going to win the division?
They did rapid fire last year.
Oh, okay. Well, the Buffalo Bills are usually the top team out of that division, but the New York Jets made some moves over the offseason.
Yeah, the New York Jets are a pretty good game. They had some trouble getting through the first Super Bowl.
Yeah. So their new quarterback, Justin Fields, is looking to, you know, be on a new team and do really well. And actually, the New York Jets head coach used to be the Lions defensive coordinator.
So
he's looking to be a successful head coach there in New York Jets. So you're picking the Jets to win the AFC East?
Yeah.
Okay. So
next. The Bengals, they had some trouble getting through the season.
Yeah.
So did the Browns.
Right. So you're already talking about the AFC North. That's our next division. We've got the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the Baltimore Ravens. Who do you think is going to win that?
The Baltimore Ravens had some trouble getting through the year of the first year of football, and it was not a good start for them.
Okay. Well, who do you think is going to win out of those four teams?
The division are the Bengals had some trouble, the Browns had some trouble, Steelers had some trouble, and
Baltimore Ravens.
And the Baltimore Ravens had some trouble getting through the year.
It is a really tough division. You got to give me a pick though. Who do you think's going to win the division?
The Bengals.
Don't go through each of them. Just tell me, which one do you think is going to win?
The Bengals retire because they got beat on every game.
Okay.
So they retired.
Okay. You're not picking the Bengals.
Yeah, they retired.
Okay. Do you think the Browns, Steelers, or Ravens are going to win that division?
The Browns didn't retire, so they are still in the playoffs.
Okay.
So.
Still in the running.
Yeah, they're still in the running.
Okay.
And they had their new running back. Mm-hmm. His name is called Raven Pop. and he went through the year pretty good.
Okay.
He started off playing for the for the New York Jets.
Okay. I didn't know about this transaction or this player. So I'm gonna ask you just one more time. Okay. Who's gonna win the division?
The division is
no, who's gonna win it? Which team do you like the best?
I like the Steelers.
Okay.
And they have their new guy from the New York Jets.
Yep. So this is not turning into rapid fire. We gotta go a little quicker. We still got two more divisions in the AFC, and we've got four divisions in the NFC, and we gotta make it downstairs so we can go watch the Eagles and Cowboys play. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna name off four teams, and you're just gonna tell me which one's gonna win. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So in the AFC South, we have the Tennessee Titans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the Houston Texans. Who's winning that division? Just pick one team.
The Houston. I hope the Houston gets through, and
okay.
I really hope the Chiefs are really gonna get into the next Super Bowl.
Well, so that's the next division, right? So we've got the Houston Texans in the AFC South. In the AFC West, we've got the Broncos, the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Las Vegas Raiders, or the Los Angeles Chargers. I think I know your pick already. You got the Chiefs winning that one?
Yeah,
okay.
The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, and I hope they get into the Super Bowl.
All right, well, you heard it here first. That is Killian's pick for the Super Bowl champion is the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe they can make their way back. So now let's get into the NFC, okay?
Okay.
Again, I'm going to name off the four teams. I see you looking at them. But I'm going to name off the four teams. Just pick one on who you think is going to win each division. We've got in the NFC East, we've got the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Washington Commanders. Who's going to win that one?
I don't see the Eagles.
They're right there.
Oh, haha.
Yeah. I know you don't like them, do you?
Yep. So I'm not picking them.
Okay. Who are you picking them?
I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Awesome. So now we're in the NFC North. That's where the Lions are. We got the Bears, the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings. Who's going to win that division?
The Minnesota Vikings are a pretty good team here.
They are. Do you think they're going to beat the Lions out of the division?
Yeah.
Or do you think the Packers or the Bears are going to win?
I hope the Vikings take out the Lions pretty good.
Whoa. All right. So we got the Vikings winning the NFC North.
I hope they smoke them.
All right. We got two more divisions, okay? So we've got the NFC South. We've got the Atlanta Falcons.
And in the first, in the zero Super Bowl, the Chiefs beat the 49ers.
That's right. Yeah, a couple years ago. That's
right. Yeah,
a
couple years ago. Mm-hmm. When we
or 2 years ago now.
Uncle Alex and Aunt Lizzie over.
That's right. Yeah, we watched that Super Bowl and we watched the Chiefs win, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched the Chiefs smoke those 49ers.
We did. All right, so we got two more divisions. We got the NFC South. Who do you think is going to win? You got the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or the Carolina Panthers?
And we still got the,
Yep, we'll do that one next. Just these four teams. Atlanta, Falcons, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or the Carolina Panthers.
The Buccaneers are a pretty good team for the last, semifinals.
That's right, yep. So, I don't know if they made it to the conference finals, but they are a pretty good team. So, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is that who you pick?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And then the final division, we got the NFC West. We have the Los Angeles Rams, the Arizona Cardinals, the San Francisco 49ers, or the Seattle Seahawks. Who do you think's winning that division?
I really hope the 49ers, because they didn't get a win.
Right.
Because they got smoked by the Chiefs.
Yeah, in that Super Bowl.
But
you want them to win the division this year?
Yeah, because okay. I really hope they start getting a win through.
Okay. Awesome. Well, those are some pretty bold picks. I like them. Those are fantastic. And I think that is a great way to wrap up our show. What do you think?
All right.
All right. So today, we recapped week one in college football. We got ready for week one in the NFL. We made some divisional picks and, of course, a no surprise Super Bowl pick with you picking the Chiefs for the win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so thanks for listening to the Let's Talk About It Dad Sports Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and like us and come back next week and we'll break down all the action that we saw in week two of college football, in week one of NFL football. We'll see who got their picks right and we'll see if we got some more sports to talk about next week.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks.